Siegfried Wadera faced 9 counts of child molestation from his time as a Wisconsin priest in the early 1970s. He faced 33 counts from his time as a priest in California from 1975 through 1986. As Mexican police were moving in to arrest Wadera on Monday, they say he jumped to his death. An attorney for some of Wadera's alleged victims say the victims will press ahead with civil suits against the Milwaukee Archdiocese and one in California, saying the Catholic Church should have fired Wadera and not moved him around. But in Wisconsin, abuse victims have to overcome a state Supreme Court ruling that makes it hard to win civil cases against the church. Peter Isley of the victims group SNAP says state lawmakers ought to go ahead and introduce legislation that would help victims in their legal fight.
Legislators need to be concerned about victims in our state who are suffering and who may, given the fact that they have no recourse towards getting some kind of restitution or seeking some sort of justice, may themselves take their own life.
But the Catholic Church in Wisconsin has reportedly succeeded in watering down part of the legislative package, a portion that would have allowed retroactive lawsuits. Milwaukee Archdiocese spokesperson Jerry Topcheski says Siegfried Wadera's death brings that former priest's case to a, quote, conclusion.
I guess the justice he faces now will be that of God, as we all do at our death, and God will have the final judgment.
Former Wisconsin Congressmember Tom Barrett is trying to bring the church, legislators, and victims groups together on some issues. But the church says it's already talking with a few abuse victims and is reaching tentative financial settlements. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.